If you want to date an older man, you better keep this advice in mind.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, this video is all about dating older men and some specific tips and advice that could be really helpful for you when you're dating someone who is a little bit older than you, or if you're looking to date someone who's a little bit older than you. Now, before I dive into this key advice for you if you're dating older men, I do want to recommend, first off, that you check out our free online dating app quiz, because this is actually going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. So if you're looking to meet someone older, you want to be on the right app or site, right? So in order to get to the best site or app for you, make sure to click the link that's popping up above me or found in the description down below. This quiz is quick, fun, easy, and completely free, and it'll pair you with the perfect dating platform for you. So go ahead and click the link, take the quiz, then come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to click the link to our deals page. That'll be above me and in the description down below. All right, so let's get into it. Let's dive into some of the top five tips for when you are dating an older man. Starting with number one, keep the relationship equal. So keep your power in your relationship structure. Just because somebody is older than you, they might be technically wiser, they have more years on you, they have been through things, yes, of course, and you know, their life experience should be respected. However, as should yours. So just because you were dating somebody older than you doesn't mean that they are inherently smarter than you or whatever than you. You are still a whole person who has your own life, your achievements, your intellect. Relationship is based off of respect and understanding and boundaries. And just because this person might be a bit older doesn't mean that they get to be the one running the show. Try not to be too intimidated by the fact that this person is older. So maybe they've had more time to build up their career. Maybe they've had more relationships, so they sort of know what they're doing a bit more. Maybe they just are more established in life than you, but this comes with age. That's something that comes with time, and over time you build up to these things. So just don't be intimidated. Just be sure that everything happening in the relationship is healthy. So you don't want to be taken advantage of as a younger person. You don't want to be used. You don't want to be taken as someone who is naive, someone who is a pushover, etc., etc. So just look out for some warning signs of some, you know, harmful behaviors that could arise out of a large age gap relationship. So don't let somebody who is older than you manipulate you or use you just because you might be a bit younger and they think that they can get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. You are an autonomous adult who deserves to be treated with respect, and you are not, just because you're younger, someone to be pushed around. Again, this has to be reciprocal and respectful on all ends of the spectrum, so of course don't use them or don't take advantage of them as well. If you're enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a like and subscribe. So it really helps out our channel when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so the next tip and advice that we have for you is to accept what comes as a package. So when you are dating someone who is a little bit older, they've had more life experience, they've had more things happening to them, they've done more things in their life, and there are certain things that come along with their age. So that could be past relationships, could be past marriages, could be children, could be assets they have to deal with, could be deaths of their family members that they are dealing with. You know, there's a lot of things that come along with the package of someone who has lived a longer life. So you have to sort of understand that and accept that. When you are dating this person, they will have had maybe some more baggage than you've had without, you know, as much life experience. You might need to acknowledge his emotional baggage. So someone who has had this life experience probably has come with, you know, a plethora of negative, you know, emotions and negative things that have happened. Maybe there have been really rough breakups. Maybe there have been exes who have done them wrong. Maybe there have been people who have taken advantage of them for the age gap, maybe their success or whatever. There's, you know, things that come along with time, like emotional baggage. So you will have to accept that this person is, you know, not just your partner and your boyfriend or whatever, but also a real human who has gone through a lot in their life. And, you know, what comes along with that is some baggage from it and some residual trauma possibly from it. So you do have to accept that this person has been through a lot and what that means. It can be important in this step to try to let go of jealousy as much as possible or deal with it in the healthiest way possible, because you will have to maybe at some point think about the past relationships and past people who he's had in his life. And this is just a part of life. Doesn't mean that there's anything against you or that he thinks anyone in his past was better than you or anything like that, but it is just something you have to acknowledge. And hopefully jealousy can be something that can be dealt with in a healthy way when you're thinking about or talking about his ex-partners. Maybe he's had wives or marriages in the past, and again, he could have children from those relationships. So, you know, the older the person gets, the more their past is sort of still within their present, and you will have to be acknowledging and dealing with that along with them. Now, before we dive into the next piece of advice here for dating older men, I do want to recommend to you that you check out our deals page, because if you are a little bit younger, maybe you don't have as much money stowed away, maybe you don't have the most lucrative career yet in this stage in your life, but no matter what stage of life you are, no matter how lucrative your career, it's always best to save money, right? Why spend more if you don't have to? So be sure when you're looking for dating sites and dating apps and you'd like to save some coin, check out our deals page, because we have all sorts of awesome deals for you for different dating sites and dating apps, and you can possibly save yourself some money in some of your favorite sites. So don't forget to check that out. The link is going to be above me and found in the description down below. So our next tip for you is to be yourself. Don't stop being yourself. So if you're dating someone a little bit older, it can be, you know, easy at some points to sort of fall into line with what they're used to, fall into line with what they're expecting, what they, you know, have come to expect throughout their lifetime of dating. But you don't want to lose yourself in this process. Just because there's an age gap doesn't mean that you have to completely forget about the things that you love, because it doesn't necessarily fit with what they love at that stage in their life. So maybe if you are someone who loves partying, you love going out on the weekends, if you love going to festivals, if you love, I don't know, going swimming, whatever it is that you love, don't lose that to, you know, appease someone whose lifestyle is a little bit different. So maybe if you're dating someone who's older, maybe they are over going out all the time, maybe they are not interested in music festivals, maybe they're not so physically active anymore, but that doesn't mean that you have to stop doing those things. In fact, actually, you need to make it a real important step in your life to keep doing the things that you love and keep being you. I mean, this person is dating you because they're interested in you, right? And you know, the things that you love, the things that you do is what makes you attractive to this person in the first place. So don't lose that. Now, not just for attraction's sake, but for your own sake. This is your life too, right? You have a life outside of the relationship. The last thing that you want to do is lose yourself in someone else and become less of who you are and less of who you were. You want to keep your own interest and your hobbies and your day-to-day and the life that you like to lead. You want this to be alive. You want it to keep going, to keep being yourself. Don't let yourself mold into someone too much, because you want to be in a relationship with someone who is their own whole person, their own self outside of you. And you need to keep that energy when you're dating someone as well, especially with someone who is a bit older, because it can be easy to sort of acclimatize to their lifestyle, especially if you might defer some of the power to them. If you think, oh, they're older, wiser, they know better, I want them to like me, etc., etc., I'll give up what I like. That's never gonna work. It's not healthy in any way, shape, or form. It's not good for you, not good for your partner, good for the relationship. So keep your own self and what you like to do. And it's okay if you are maybe perceived as being a little bit immature, or slightly less mature than them, because you're younger and maybe you are slightly immature in their eyes, but you know, you're allowed to be your own person at your own age. Just because you're dating someone older doesn't mean that you automatically become their age. You are still whatever age you are. If you're 23 and you want to live your 23-year-old life, then you should keep doing that. And what you can even do is try to include your older partner in your activities and your lifestyle. So, you know, maybe they're not necessarily up for super athletic things if that's not their thing, or maybe they're not into partying all the time, but if there's some aspect of your hobby and lifestyle and interests that you could, in a sort of easy way, include them in, then definitely do so, and you can enjoy these things together. Maybe they can see a side of what it is that you like that they've never seen before. Question of the day: do you prefer dating people who are a bit older than you or younger than you? Do you prefer an age gap in your relationship, or do you prefer dating people who are about your same age? Leave your comments, your anecdotes, your stories, opinions, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so next tip we have for you when dating an older man is to be prepared for awkward questions. So people do have a lot to say when it comes to age gap relationships, and people find it odd, some people find it inappropriate, some people just find it fascinating. But there might be some awkward questions asked, and there might be some times where you're wishing that people would just stop talking about the relationship age gap that you have and just see you guys as a normal couple like anyone else. But you know, this will happen. It's just going to happen. You're gonna have to be prepared and get some thicker skin when it comes to people's opinions about your relationship. Stay calm when your relationship age gap is addressed. It will come up, just expect it to. Don't expect people to sort of be quiet about it and skirt around the elephant in the room. It probably will be acknowledged. So just stay calm when it does. You don't need to overreact. There's nothing to overreact to. People are acknowledging it. It's just a thing. It's maybe a little bit out of the ordinary for what a lot of people are used to seeing. So they will comment on it, and you should be prepared for that. Also, define what it is that you love about the relationship, what you see in him, what are the good things. Not because you have to prove it to yourself or that you even need to prove it to anyone, really, but you know, to make it easier for yourself when these questions and comments arise, just make sure you have something sort of prepared in a way. Be like, listen, I know there's an age gap, however, it's healthy. I love this, this, and this about him. He's great for me, I'm great for him. It's a happy relationship, and hopefully that can squash any of negative comments or questions about your relationship. However, if a lot of the people in your life are questioning this age gap relationship and they have come to you with concerns, you know, it's also good to hear them out. Sometimes comments can be rude for no reason. Sometimes they can come out of left field and not really mean anything besides they're just trying to be rude to you, or they're just marveling at something that they don't see usually. However, if people are coming to you with concerns about your relationship, you should definitely hear them out, especially if they're coming from people who are close to you and who you know care about you. So if they see some red flags in your relationship, if they are not liking your partner for some significant reasons, don't just brush it off. I mean, sometimes you can brush off rude comments, but again, if it's coming from a place of real concern, especially from people who do care about you and just want the best for you, it can be the best thing for you to actually listen to them and hear them out, because you don't want to end up in an unsafe situation. Once again, don't forget to like and subscribe if you're enjoying this video so far. And our last piece of advice for you is to learn from his experiences. So one of the best things about dating someone who is a little bit older is that you get insight into their life and their life experiences that you wouldn't necessarily have otherwise. So because this person has lived a different experience than you, because they've lived longer, because maybe they've been through and done more things possibly than you, you get insight into that you wouldn't have had otherwise. So maybe if this person has really done a lot with investing, maybe they have traveled the world and they can teach you different ways to travel, maybe they can teach you different languages. There's different things that they have to offer, you know, through their life experience that you can actually gain insight from. And that's one of the best benefits that you can get from this age gap relationship. Also, they can even gain insight from your life. Just because you haven't lived necessarily as long as them doesn't mean you haven't lived a different, fulfilling, and interesting life of your own, where they can actually gain insight from as well. So you can bounce this off of each other. So that's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you enjoy your age gap relationship. I hope that you found this helpful, and I hope that you have a healthy, happy relationship with anyone who you choose to be with. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below to find out which dating app or dating site is best for you. This can be a great way to find someone who is a little bit older than you if you're looking for that. Also, make sure to check out our deals page. That is going to be linked above in the description down below as well, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So be sure to click the link to the deals page and possibly save yourself some dough on all sorts of different dating sites and apps. Now that you are just about done with this video, be sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. Do you prefer age gap relationships, or do you prefer dating someone who's about your same age? Leave your comments, anecdotes, stories, opinions down below. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it, and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!